But when I first heard them on the radio, which is really how we did this, I thought, that's a great idea. But it didn't actually take the next step to, I should do that, until one of my friends at work said to me, you know what, you should do that with your mom, because she's really fascinating. And I was like, well, she is. Yeah, I want to interview her. So that's really what would push me over the edge. So then I asked my mom if she would do it, and I was thrilled, because she said she would.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I like telling. I'm not often interviewed, in fact, never. And having seven children, I would just talk to them, you know. So nobody asked me much about my life, and I was sort of interested to say a little bit about it. She asked me very good questions, and I could talk about my childhood, which was interesting, living in Hyde Park in Chicago. So we're longtime Chicagoans. And it went very quickly, I thought, the interview.
Yeah. Was just gone. So it is very much like having a nice conversation with someone you love. Mm-hmm. And then someone's recording it too, which is odd.
And then you remember little gems that you might not have thought of in years. You know, it was fun. I suddenly remembered things that I hadn't thought of. So it was a very good idea, a good experience. I think they're smart to do it. Yeah. Don't you?
I never get a chance to hear about things,
not
about
so
your
much.
Past. And
no.
Everyone's too busy all the time. And she has really interesting stories. I mean, I know a lot of interesting stories about you, but there's even more that I didn't know. And mm-hmm. doing this made me sort of feel like I'm going to go home and we'll keep interviewing.
We might continue doing with all the other children. We have seven, and I can do it with the other six.
Yeah.
So they all have very different experiences,
things
too.
Things you want to ask about.
Yeah. So that'd be fun to do.